The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live.
And thanks for being with us. We are in Charlotte. Welcome on in. It is just after 12 o'clock here, 12:09 East Coast time, as we get going on today's and night's events ahead here in Charlotte, where the Suns will be meeting the Charlotte Hornets. We, of course, are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business on the road. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. We, as always, appreciate their support. Brian Windhorst with ESPN is here in Charlotte. I visited with Brian yesterday. He said he'd chop up with us. We taped something a little bit earlier today. He was on Get Up this morning on ESPN, and we had time to chop it up, as we like to say, with Brian Windhorst. So we'll have Brian with us, and then some other news and notes going on in sports today. I guess the only way to put this, having been in the Valley, I was not in Phoenix when Charles was traded to the Suns. I was not here for that. I came in December of 93. And in terms of eager anticipation, we can all go back through great names of teams that we've seen in the Valley. When Randy Johnson took the mound for the first time for the Arizona Diamondbacks, great anticipation, unbelievable anticipation. Curt Schilling was a midseason acquisition for the Diamondbacks. Midseason pickup, great thrill to see him on the field. When Cardinals brought Emmett Smith in, even though it was near the end for Emmett, it was a great Dallas Cowboys, so many Cowboy fans in the Valley. Emmett Smith, Kurt Warner shows up. Wow, this could be something special. DeAndre Hopkins. So you know what I'm saying in moving this ahead with Kevin Durant. This is a 13-time All-Star. This is a Hall of Famer. It's a two-time series MVP. This is a guy that has come to Phoenix who is going to play here tonight, and I'm very much looking forward to this story. Now, people said, why are you going to Charlotte? I said, because that's where the story is. This is not the NFL Combine in March. This is much bigger than that. So yesterday I went over to the Suns practice here, and Brian Windhorst was there. I visited with him. Saw Dwayne Rankin with AZ Central, and that's it. That's all that's here. Cover Kevin Durant in his debut for the Suns. There may be people flying in here tonight, and that's their business. My whole thing is, this is the biggest story in the Valley, in sports, in a long time, in my opinion. And it's not going to be perfect tonight. Some people are expecting it to be perfect through and through. The expectation is, if they win a title this year, that's the only answer. And I am on that side of the street. There really is no reason other than, I always put the other than in here, just to protect myself. Well, you said they're going to win a title. Arr. You can't predict injury. If you take any of these four off the court, I don't think they can win a title if DeAndre Ayton can't play in the playoffs for whatever reason, because I think Denver with Joker would find their way through, in my opinion. I don't believe that they had enough with, obviously, the Suns didn't feel like they had enough with Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. So if Kevin were to go back down with an injury, don't see it happening. Don't see it happening if Chris Paul can't play. Don't see it happening. Devin Booker's not on the floor, all the points, all the offense, all the grit. Don't see it happening. So you have to have all four of these players. And look, in postseason, long series, the quicker you can get through it, the better chances you have. Tonight, I don't need to see Kevin Durant for a long stretch. I don't. I'm not expecting to see him for a long stretch tonight. I'm not expecting a perfect product tonight. I think it's getting it out of the way and getting him acclimated. Yesterday at Shoot Around, I asked Kevin about, you know, what his expectation is. If you go over to my social over on Twitter, you'll see a lot of the interaction I had with him and Devin and Monty Williams over at @BradSesmatt on Twitter. It was great yesterday. Kevin just came over, sat down, and answered questions. There was nobody standing there behind him looking at a watch or saying, last question. It was just unfiltered. It was him doing his thing. He said some stuff that was really interesting. I'll bring up on the website later today and at tonight's game. Stuff about, you know, what he likes about this Suns team is that they tap down on problems. When there are disagreements, when there are issues, they get it taken care of. It's refreshing, quote, end quote. Okay, is that a swipe at Brooklyn? I pretty much say it is. you know? So we're going to go tonight to the game here, cover tonight. Tomorrow we're going to go to Chicago. We're going to be with them at shoot-around and practice. Friday night we're going to be at Chicago for their game against the Bulls. I might go to Dallas. I haven't decided yet. It's a lot in March. And, yeah, the whole Kyrie thing. And just let this thing kind of settle on in, I think, is the best way to put it. I am somewhat disappointed in the LeBron injury because I want to see LeBron against KD. I want to see LeBron. And those of you that know me through the years and have watched this show, I don't get into nicknames or referring to somebody. Even though I say KD, I'm not going to say Book. I'm not the hometown announcer. I'm not looking for a paycheck from the Suns. I'm not here to sell tickets. You know, Durant, I should not say KD. Just Durant. If I say KD, just ding me. Iron Man Jared Nielsen, if I say KD, just start keeping a tack on it, you know. And at the end of the month, it's $30, whatever it is, $1 a penalty. If I start using nicknames, just wipe me out. Just can't happen. Sorry. Durant, tonight, in terms of minutes, I think his minutes will be managed. We'll talk with Brian Windhorst here in a couple of minutes from ESPN. He's here in Charlotte. He was on Get Up this morning doing his thing. We had a great visit yesterday, and we'll talk with Brian, bring that to you. And then there's some other things going on in the sports world I want to get to as well. But up next, Brian Windhorst here in Charlotte. Suns and Charlotte here tonight. The debut of Kevin Durant. We are here. Sports360AZ.com. All right, it's promised. Nice enough of Brian Windhorst to take a couple of minutes. He's been on Get Up this morning on ESPN following the Suns and the Kevin Durant story. We were chopping it up yesterday, and now the big game here tonight in Charlotte. What are you expecting tonight from him?
I'm expecting him to hit the ground running. So he probably could have played earlier, but he took pains to do a process here to return. And I think they've spent a lot of time on the floor together. They've had a couple of very long practices in the last week where they went over all kinds of end of game situations and drills. And he's had a whole bunch of contact workouts now. You know, they've had some off days on this trip, but Kevin Durant isn't taking off days. Like, for example, on Monday, which was technically an off day here in Charlotte, Durant was at the gym working. DeAndre Ayton was telling me that, you know, he likes to get to the facility kind of early on practice days, like 2 hours early, and he gets there and Durant's already there. So I think Kevin knows what's coming from this knee. I'll just point out that he had this exact same injury basically a year ago. He missed 20 games. This time he missed 19. He came back and he scored 31 points in his first game, and in his second game he had 37. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to do that again because I think they're probably going to hold him a fewer minutes, and he's probably not going to need 37 points with Booker on the roster. But I suspect you will see a Kevin Durant that is basically full speed right out of the gate.
You were talking to him yesterday about his workout regimen. And I think, Brian, this is a conversation for fans that just don't know what they're getting into. I mean, they see from a distance Kevin Durant, but now that he's on their team in the gym, talk about the savant side of his work ethic away from game day from what you've understood and reported and researched.
Yeah, this is a basic comment, but when you get to know Kevin Durant, you'll understand it more. He just loves to play. And you'd like to say that about every NBA player, but when it's such a job and there's injuries and stuff, sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes resting and not playing is the best thing for people. Durant just wants to play. He wants to play every day. He wants to play year round. And his work ethic reflects that. You do not become the kind of skilled scorer he is without putting in an extraordinary amount of time. All-Star break was a nice long time. He could have, you know, he just got to Phoenix. He could have gone back home. He could have been focused on his move. No, he went to Salt Lake City briefly to do his media obligations. He came back to Phoenix, spent the whole time working out in the gym, a lot of times with Booker. He just is a worker. The thing about Durant, he is the epitome of a guy who is focused on the game. Some of the things that he's done off the court, I can't always explain because I don't think he owes an explanation about his career to anybody. he is just an absolutely spectacular player, an absolutely spectacular scorer. And that comes from the hours that he pours in and continues to pour in.
You and I yesterday were there visiting with him, and he brought up the idea that they address issues as they come up, which is his quote, refreshing. Is that a dig at Brooklyn? Is this just I mean, what'd you make out of that?
I didn't know what to make out of it. First off, I think it's dangerous to say that a team, everything is A-OK with a team when you've been there 3 weeks. So I don't want to just declare that all of a sudden that the Suns have, you know, managing multiple stars figured out, because it's hard for every team. That's one thing. But obviously there was some scar tissue created by the way it ended up going down with Kyrie Irving, especially since they were in such a good place when Kevin got hurt. You heard him actually say yesterday, he's like, I'm looking forward to playing again because I was playing so well before I got hurt. And he's having a great season, an MVP level season, quite frankly. They had been scorching hot. The hottest run of anybody in the league this year was when Durant got hurt. They just absolutely been dominating opponents for 6 weeks. And then Kyrie, while he's out, makes a power play to get a contract. And I mean, I do not want to put words in Kevin's mouth. You know, that's one thing that I've learned about Kevin. You can get in trouble by trying to assume what he's thinking, but it's just human nature to see how it blew up. And it was Kyrie that raised his hand and blew it up. And then Kevin said, okay, I've got to go. And he found the situation. He handpicked the Sun situation. He said, I want to be there. So I have to say, in my head, it was pretty remarkable, because it was in Charlotte, in that arena yesterday at the Spectrum Center, back at the 2019 All-Star Game, where basically Kyrie and Durant solidified the decision to come to play with each other in the future. And that I'm not putting in Durant's words, in his mouth. He used those words. He said, at All-Star Weekend, we solidified it. I remember this photo that went viral of the two of them, you know, talking with each other in the back of the house at Charlotte. I walked by that exact spot where they were out onto the floor, where he's now got a new basically partner, which in my view is Devin. He and Devin are basically the partners here. Chris is there as the supporter, but it's going to be Devin and Durant going forward. And so it's just like a passage of time. He has now moved on to a new star partnership that, at least for right now, I think he prefers. And one thing about Devin Booker, this is something that the Suns fans do very much know. He doesn't mess around. He will tell you exactly how he feels. He will go directly at you. It is sort of the anti-Kyrie in that regard.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how that works tonight. I'll get you out of here off this. Anything short of a title for Phoenix, a disappointment, a failed experiment, all that stuff that people are talking about in Phoenix, your view?
Yes, but not this year. This is not a one and done situation. So I think they're going to have a real chance at it this year. We're going to see how their health is. I mean, look, Booker and Chris have got to stay healthy. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter who else is on the team. We'll see how. I actually think their supporting parts are better than other people. I see people, you know, kind of ripping the rest of their team. Like, okay, I agree. They don't have Mikal Bridges. It would be nice if he was still here. He's not. I think Torrey Craig has had a pretty good year. I think Okogie looks like a different player. And I think Terrence Ross will be able to help them in, you know, 1 to 2 games per playoff series, which is maybe all you need. You're not paying him anything. But I think in reality, this is going to be, you'll need another offseason to build up a supporting cast. And Durant is still playing like he's in his prime. Booker is in his prime. We'll see what happens with Chris, but those are the guys going forward. It doesn't just have to be in 2023. This is a window. The window is open. Let's see what happens.
I appreciate your time on game day. I'll see you tonight. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Good stuff there with Brian Windhorst. So yesterday, I'll go back to shoot around and just talking with Devin Booker, and you can check out some of the stuff over on Twitter that I did with Devin. I put it up. At Brad Sussmat. I felt like for him, just giving this whole story some context of what's starting tonight. So when Devin first got here, the team was just awful. And he talked about, yeah, it used to be guys on 10 days, meaning 10-day contracts. And they're just trying to put a roster together. And we remember those days. You can't just sit here and say everything's been great, because it hasn't. Everything's been really good the last 4 years. About the last 4 years, 3 to 4 years. And this will take it to a brand new level. I thought what Brian had to say about this is not a one and done is important. If you're a Suns fan, that this is something that will go on as long as injury it's pretty clear that you've got to find that guy replacing Chris Paul. That's just life in the NBA. And that's stuff we can talk about when this all comes to an end. If I'm doing shows in early May, mid-May, even late May around what are the Suns going to do next year, that's not good. That's not good. To me, that means somebody had to get injured, because in a seven-game series, this should be somebody coming into the Suns with a piece of spaghetti in a sword fight. It's really what it should be. This should not be much of a contest. Doesn't mean they won't have the grinds in the games, because as the playoffs go on, I was talking with Devin yesterday about how people are ramping it up. It is the NBA where games, all of a sudden games in late February and into March and April become a whole different level. They do. And tonight, you know, Charlotte's without LaMelo Ball. Charlotte's not having a great season. I was talking yesterday to some people around town, just bumping around during spare time. And yeah, they're excited about it. It's a small little town. It's kind of like being in Chandler with some big buildings, or downtown Gilbert and some big buildings. That's what Charlotte's about. So then Friday night in Chicago, it's another team that's just kind of teetering. Sunday will be off the hook. But then next week when they're home against Sacramento, that's going to be a hot ticket. And scalpers, I don't know what the numbers, I haven't looked yet, but I have to believe that the scalpers are going to have a field day next week when Sacramento rolls into town. Suns have a lot of road games here, so you're not going to get a chance to see him up close and personal. The game's on Bally's tonight. Of course, we're partners with Bally's, so I'm going to give them a shout out. The only other story, there's lots of stories, but about the only other story this morning that has really caught my eye is Jalen Carter. I'm going to switch over to the NFL draft for a minute. The combine's going on this week. He's one of the top prospects. He's been charged with reckless driving, racing, a crash that killed a teammate, and a recruiting staff member. The Athens-Clark County, Georgia Police Department has issued an arrest warrant this morning, obtained by the Associated Press, which alleges Carter was racing his Jeep against a Ford Expedition driven by a recruiting staffer, which led to January 15th. Those two were killed. The announcement came hours after Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported that Carter was present at the scene of the crash, later provided shifting accounts of the wreck to police. Carter is in Indianapolis at the Combine. He's been slated to speak to reporters, part of a scheduled media availability. League spokesperson said reporters that Carter would not be speaking because he had five other players that were still conducting physicals. They had to come up with an excuse. Reckless driving, racing are both misdemeanors in Georgia. Carter's representatives told police that they were making arrangements for Carter to turn himself in. So ABC News, Athens police have been in contact with his representatives. They do not know when Carter will turn himself in. So as this is coming out, of course, this impacts your Cardinals, who are sitting there with the third pick. And that's just another story today. Do you take a look at a player? Are you going to stand? Because now part of it behind the scenes is, yeah, we're going to take a player and then we're going to have to explain ourselves to media, which is our job. We're going to explain ourselves to fan base, which fans really only care about winning, unfortunately, rather than what's going on off the field. And of course, we're bad guys for just bringing this up. No, we're not. It's the deal. You really want to spend the number three overall pick if there's more behind the layers of this story. Lying, one, trying to cover it up. Death. I mean, like, there's a lot of boxes here. You just look at and say, we're not taking. Or it was just a complete misunderstanding. And it isn't really all that's cracked up to be. And then it becomes a legal situation. And then is the player all focused on it? At the end of the day, how many times is this guy going to be able to go wreck a quarterback is what fans care about for the most part. I don't think I'm overstating it. Really nice visit here the last couple of days with Ralph Amsden, who covers high schools. And he actually covers a lot of stuff with Arizona Varsity. He does actually quite a bit of work with George Reister and on the college front. And Ralph is somebody that we have had as part of us on the air at times throughout Sports 360 AZ. So I just have to give a quick shout out. Although he did take me to a place last night that had sriracha chicken and waffles. And I'm still upright giving you guys this. I slept like a rock because of it. So that's the story from here in Charlotte for today. We're going to head over to the game this afternoon, be there this afternoon and this evening, do some stuff over on our social, which is at Sports360AZ. Okay, that's on Twitter, at Sports360AZ. And we'll put some stuff up on the website. Tomorrow we'll travel to Chicago. Cassie Hubberth will be with us with ESPN. So we will be doing some shows. I'm not quite sure about if I'll be live tomorrow or if it's going to be taped, simply because of travel and getting to Chicago. Friday, there's going to be, tomorrow afternoon, there may be an availability that I'll try to get to with the Suns. So it's going to be hit and miss in terms of whether it's live or on tape. But we appreciate you joining us as always. Make sure you head over to the website. There's plenty of local pro college high school around the Arizona sports scene. Local, 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 local. If you're looking for stuff on the backup linebacker at the Cardinals, it's not happening. Not happening. If you're looking for being live in Charlotte with Kevin Durant, the biggest story around, been here the last 2 days. Happening. Going to go on to Chicago. Happening. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. He is the Iron Man. Our team is out today at several different locations doing several different stories around the Valley. You can check out our content at sports360az.com or just give us a follow over on Twitter. Have yourself a great day.